Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Harrison Ashley, Vice President of Generous Services for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This year is the first year we've had the gen schools since COVID. Since USDA is heavily involved in our schools, we've had to follow some of their continuing protocol. And one of the things that we did have to do was limit the number of school participants to 150 total. And the Lubbock School, which is being held March the 29th and the 30th, is filled up within a couple of weeks after the announcement. One of the other things that we had to do, again, because of USDA protocol, was we could not have the schools at the USDA ginning laboratories where we normally have them. The Lubbock School is being held at the Texas Tech University Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute there in Lubbock. They've got several systems there that will make it easier for us to teach the school. The second school, and that is what we call the Western School, where we also get into roller ginning, is being held there in Las Cruces, and that will be at the Donna Anna Community College, which is actually less than a half a mile from the ginning laboratory. And that is being held May 4th and the 5th. These are two-day schools this year. The third school is the Stonewall School, and that will be held June the 8th and the 9th. We're hoping that by the time June rolls around, that we will be back in the gen labs. As of right now, we're still planning to have this school away from the gen lab. We have not finalized the location yet on the Stonewall School, but we will try to make it as close to the gen lab as we possibly can. The schools are, we really focus on safety. That's number one, quality, and doing it as efficiently as we possibly can. All three levels of the school plus continuing education, they all focus on these three aspects. The levels as you go through the schools get a little more involved with each level. Level one is really basic. Level two builds on that. Level three is for those generous who have had more experience, and you get into a few more of the more interesting topics, such as moisture restoration and bale press and hydraulics, a little more detail there than you would find in the other two levels.